Hi, and welcome to Like a Native Speaker. Today, you're going to learn about different ways to respond to thank you and the reasons why they're different. So, as many of you know, I am Canadian, and this week in Canada is actually Thanksgiving, which for me basically means turkey and pumpkin pie, but it got me thinking about gratitude and thanking people. A common question I've had is actually how to respond when someone thanks you. Of course, there's the standard response that everybody knows of you're welcome, or other variations, you're most welcome, you're very welcome, things like that.
Oh. Hey, you left your lights on.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
But what's less known are two other ways to respond to thank you. Now, before we talk about those two other ways, I really need to talk about the culture and the social structure of thank you. I think in most, if not all, languages, saying thank you puts the person receiving the thanks in a higher position than you or the person giving the thanks. Using you're welcome is a way of recognizing and acknowledging that difference in position, that the person receiving thanks deserves thanks. And this is why you're welcome is what's taught in schools and in beginner textbooks all over the world. It's the basic response, but you're here because you want to sound more natural. Most English-speaking countries, especially Canada and America, are something called egalitarian societies, basically meaning that the people want to be equal, or as equal as possible. And this is why you will rarely hear you're welcome as a response to thank you. It's because that social difference is actually something we don't want. Most people in English-speaking countries want to be seen as equal or together, so we use different expressions. For example, no problem, no sweat, it's all good.
Can you pass me that knife?
Sure.
Thank you.
No problem.
We have many of these expressions depending on the country or even on the individual person that's doing it, but these are much more common in response to thank you because it makes that social status equal. So because of this, expressions like no problem are actually much more common or normal than you're welcome. You're welcome is most often used in situations where the favor or action taken was very large, and it would be strange to ignore that difference. This is also why you're welcome is often used with strangers, as we tend to be a lot more polite with strangers than with people we know. So that was two of the different ways to respond to thank you. Now the third is actually to respond in kind with thank you. Here's your boots.
Thank you.
And your receipt. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This situation is also very common when both parties have received some kind of benefit. They can both say thank you. So thank you can be responded to in three ways. There's you're welcome, which is most often used with strangers or in situations where the action is very big. There's no problem or expressions like it, which is used in most situations to try to make people equal again. And then there's also responding with thank you, when both people have received benefit. Because it's Thanksgiving time in Canada, most people look back on their lives in the previous year and think about what they are thankful for and what they appreciate. And I am incredibly thankful to all of you who continue to watch my videos, comment, and like. It's because of you that I can do this, and I do this for you. So I want to tell all of you, thank you. I also want to ask you what you are thankful for this year. What do you appreciate this year? Please write it in the comments. And as always, guys, I will see you next time.
You're welcome.